don't know what you're talking about.
He was a lush, really?
Yeah, didn't you ever see him? Like, out?
They let him run that place.
Well, they sure do.
The other guy's a coke fiend. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. No one knows what we're talking about. Dennis knows. All right, we'll be joined by Dennis Pitzenbarger here in just a few. Ladies and gentlemen at the Ministry of Truth, pay heed to your new God.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
They won't make a stop. Oregon gas prices have jumped another 17 cents in a week. According to AAA, the forecast is price increases should slow for the remainder of the month and remain flat for at least until midsummer. They got up a national average of 20 cents a gallon. Highest gas is 3.10 a gallon in San Francisco, the lowest 2.22 in Anchorage, Alaska. They don't know why it's so cheap there.
Well, wait, because how much gas can you sell anybody in Anchorage? Where are you going to drive to?
Oh, that's true. How far can you get, really?
Is Anchorage that place that there are no roads in or
that's
out of?
Juneau.
Yeah. Do you know that?
No, I did not.
Come on!
Oh, fine, don't laugh.
Jerks.
Corey Spelling has had a baby. It's a male child.
Is it a masculine child?
Apparently so. Her and her estranged mother, Candy, have been trying to work through their issues lately. No word yet if Candy was at Cedars-Sinai in Beverly Hills for the delivery. She's married to Dean McDermott. So that's that. Senator Hillary Clinton presented herself as the Democrats' top... Oh. This doesn't make any sense at all. And you know what happens when that happens?
Right into the... You just, this was so great.
If the first line doesn't make any sense, it's not worth spending any more time on.
Tim, oh, I wish we had a webcam for just... We've held off on getting a webcam. I dropped my...
It's theater of the mind.
I dropped my pen down this hole in the floor, so I can't make any notes. Does anybody have a pen?
I do.
Well, you're using it, aren't you?
Well, I have a pencil.
I give it to you.
Can I borrow that pen?
I could be done using it, I suppose.
I just want to make a note to myself about something. No, seriously, there's a hole in the floor that goes down. I dropped my pen, and it fell right into this narrow hole in the floor. It was like a hole in one shot. Webcam. I'm going to make a note to myself. Webcam. All right. No, I wish you could have seen that just now. The Tim was looking at the story about Hillary Clinton. He got about half the sentence in, and his eyes, sort of like his eyebrow kind of, his forehead furrowed a little bit. And he said, this doesn't really make any sense. And then after just the slightest fraction of a second hesitation, the whole thing just crumpled into the trash in one fluid motion. That's the merciless editing style of the AM 970 news department.
I will not waste the listener's time on stories that make no sense.
God bless you, sir.
Wall Street was rattled again today, driving the Dow Jones Industrials down as far as 200 points and erasing the gains of the past three sessions as trouble for subprime lenders has been piling up and U.S. retail sales came in weaker than anticipated. Legislators say a bill to make the official language of Oregon English has been sent to the House Elections Ethics and Rules Committee, but it's going to die. They say they have more important issues to deal with. And Representative Donna Nelson, a Republican from McMinnville, introduced the bill in the first days of the legislative session. She says it's critical to embrace English officially as our language of government.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So that's that. Launching a counteroffensive against organized street thugs, L.A.'s mayor and police took the unusual steps of identifying the city's 11 worst gangs and promising to go after them. That'll be the whole city. They have to clean up 3 million people. I don't know how on earth they're planning on doing that.
Scorch the entire place from orbit.
Most of L.A. and half the valley anyway.
Well, the dumbest thing about this is, and you probably have more experience with this than I do, having been a gang member yourself, Tim.
Oh, yes.
Is that, it just seems like if you're listing the 10 worst gangs in the newspaper, if you're like number 2, aren't you just like Avis? Aren't you going to start trying a lot harder?
Well, there are 720 gangs.
So if you're not even on the list, it's like you've got to redouble your efforts. You know what I mean?
I would think so.
Gangs, it's all about street cred, as I'm told by my peeps. And so if you're not even on the list and you're like, well, screw this. We got to go start again. You know, you're going to have to go wipe out a bus full of third graders or something. That'll get your ass on the list next year. Not that you should do that. I'm just saying. All right.
Apparently, 70% of all shootings in L.A. are the work of gangs.
Well done.
So nothing anybody can do to stop that.
Nope. Nothing ever changes. Nothing gets better. Give up now.
That's what I say.
All right. Let's do one more. We'll talk to Dennis Pitzenbarger.
From the Philippines comes word a 66-year-old German tourist, annoyed by stringent security at Manila's airport, dropped his pants before walking through an X-ray machine. Authorities were not amused. Instead of boarding a flight for Frankfurt, Hans-Jürgen Oskar was detained after police filed a complaint of lasciviousness against him. He must have been annoyed when he was asked to walk through an X-ray machine twice, so he took off his pants. He actually didn't say much.
Speaking of Frankfurt.
Unlike Filipino passengers who like to talk a lot, he was clearly irked, and he showed it by disrobing. So he's on his back, on his way to Germany after his Philippine vacation.
Well, okay. There you go.
There you are.
All right. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I don't have the theme music in it. You have to hum it in your hand. Dennis Pitzenberger. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I am dandy. That's exactly that.
I'm lucky you're not angry because I don't want to see a drop trowel right here in the studio.
No, it's fine. I have these notes about myself, stuff that I got to get to tomorrow. So webcam, all right, to make a note, webcam, fantastic. All right, and I'd like to thank everybody, by the way, who sent me there now. I probably now have five or six different logos. I have the logo for the Tennessee Department of Retardation. That must be, that's like the
Which one's the best? Is it still the hay barrels?
Well,
or the wheat?
Some kids strumming a banjo and a porch swing with two teeth.
Yeah, but then falling off. That's got to be that state's largest employer. I mean, really. There's some kid with a stumpy hand. And
have you heard yourself today? I mean, what seat are you on the train to hell?
No, nothing we've said isn't. There's nothing we've said that's not factual. March
as you're laughing uncontrollably.
March is in fact Mental Retardation Awareness Month. Now I'm unclear about who it is that's. Doesn't it seem like that's the sort of thing you'd be aware of? Like, how do you need to... If you really have to make people aware that they're in the vicinity of mental retardation, perhaps it's not mental retardation. Perhaps it's somebody who's just kind of dull. You know what I mean? So that's the sort of thing that does seem to announce itself. But what are you going to do? So several people. So we've got now one from... we've got one from Boston. We've got one from Iowa. We've got one from Tennessee. Let's see. We've got one from. I keep waiting for one from Florida. You know, Florida's got to have a huge mental retardation foundation. So, all right, Rick, I have HGTV through which I receive over the air. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, you know, I don't even care. like a sentence into that, and I don't care. Rick, did I hear Tim say that they tore down the Stardust to build a hotel called the Echelon? One wonders what the theme or facade a casino based on a word basically meaning a ranking of sorts will look like. It sounds like they're running out of themes for casino complexes. Are they going to divide it into an upper echelon and blah, blah, blah? Yeah, okay. Whatever happened to that casino they were supposed to build that was going to be underwater? Did they ever build that?
I actually saw something about that in Popular Mechanics the other day. They always had the space, you know, Marines in space or whatever, and... I believe that they're actually still, there is someone trying to build that.
I thought that it was going to be called
Titanic.
Titanic.
Isn't there already one down there?
The Lusitania. What is this? We're building the Bismarck casino. The Andrea Dora. I thought that they were going to build some casino that was underwater, and it's like you would look out your room and it would be like fish or something swimming by your room. But that's one of those things that they were talking about like 10 years ago, and they've never actually built it. It doesn't actually exist anywhere. So, well, all right. Well, whatever. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Well, I don't know. Trying to do the top five because you're here, Dennis, and so you're
sorry. I'm scumming all up,
gumming up the works as always. Do you have HGTV?
I got it all. All I know is the Comcast bill is damn near $200, so I think I got it all.
All right, now, but do you remember at some point purchasing a high definition television?
Oh yeah, no, the one in the front room is. Yeah, I don't know. I want it.
You are that guy. You're that guy in the New York Times article that has no idea whether he's using it. There's just a thing the other day said that 40% of people with HD, they don't even know whether.
Well, no,
or not
I know.
Watching.
I know that I have the upper channels by the TV provider that I have, like the 700s are all HD. It's like this ABC HD or whatever it is. So I believe I have it. I don't know if I watch it. I don't know. I'm a lay down. I admit it.
Okay, fantastic. All right. Do you have this? Do we ever get to this car list? This TV list?
No. Davey Nipples was in here the other day, and we were talking about this. It was the.
This is something you found, and I haven't looked at it. By the way, I have not looked at this, but I know you were bitching about it.
Well, it's completely, excuse the term of the day, but it's completely retarded.
It's I know. We're terrible people. And
well, I'm sitting right next to you on the train.
So, all right. So this, but you were the other day. You were complaining about this list and the fact that it was inaccurate. It was what is it? It's a 10.
Well, it was Cars.com announces picks for the top most memorable TV cars. And some of the stuff makes complete sense.
And are these cars now? Because I don't know anything that's on the list. I haven't looked at it at all. And are these cars from?
So these TV shows.
Okay. You know, like, so this is like the A-Team van.
Not on there though. That's the thing that's what's so frustrating about a list like this. I mean, you see the obvious. I mean, come on.
Do you think with these lists? I was thinking about this the other day. We did here's some because we are very much a list-oriented society, and especially now. Lately, we've just become. It's just a thing that we are obsessed with the idea of listing things. There was some list that came out was like the 20 or 25 greatest guitar solos or the 10 greatest guitar solos. And it's like they always put, in any of these lists, they'll always put 5 or 6 or 7 that are sort of unimpeachable choices. But then it's like they always got to put 4 on just to screw with you. You know what I mean? Like on any list, they'll deliberately put 2 or 3 on that don't make any sense at all. And I think they do it just to foster sort of debate. Because if the list is always just stuff that everybody can agree on, that's like when they'll do like the 10 best albums of all time. And it'll be like 9 albums that you would totally expect. And then it'll be like,
Willie Nelson.
And not even that. It'll be like that Lou Reed album that's just 2 hours of electronic hum or something. You know what I mean? Or something, you know, like a Julio Iglesias record, just to sort of screw with you. So this is what, the 10 most memorable TV cars of all time. Yeah. I had to guess, and you tell me how, and I have not seen the list.
Well,
off the top of my head.
Take a random guess. I mean, you weren't right with the A-Team van. But these are TV. I mean, this is modern TV. But, I mean, obviously the one, and I gave it away, was Knight Rider. You would imagine that would be on there.
Is it?
Well, sure. That's okay. What I'm saying.
All right, so KIT is on there. KIT, which stands for?
Knight. Automated. No, I can think of car. Knight Automated Roving Robot.
Yes, that's right. Car. KIT is the Knight Industries 2000.
Knight Industry.
Car is the Knight. The Knight Automated Roving Robot. And Goliath was the semi-truck that was released at one point to hunt KIT down and destroy it. All right, so there's KIT. There's the Batmobile.
On there, of course.
So that's 2.
Okay.
There's...
I mean,
General Lee.
Your favorite rednecks of all
3.
The 69 Dodge Charger.
God. Top TV cars of all time.
One is a cartoon, if that doesn't give you.
Was Herbie, was that a cartoon?
Herbie the Love Bug? No, that's a movie.
Herbie is not on there. There is 2 cartoon cars on there.
The Scooby-Doo van?
Fred, very good.
Really?
Very well.
The Mystery Machine? Okay.
The Mystery Machine
that's
is on
4. There.
And then 1, I mean, is the classic of all cartoon cars.
The classic? See, it's crap that, like, I know that I'm supposed to know.
Japanese anime.
Speed Racer.
Very good.
Okay, so that's 5.
But this is where it just completely takes a horrible turn into what in the hell were you thinking, which would be the...
Wait, the Dragula. Grandpa Munster's Dragula. Is that on the list?
That
is completely ridiculous. That should totally be on the list.
And that's where this list goes completely from, you know, exactly what I grew up on, all these little things that turned me into the car guy that I am.
What was that thing that Don Johnson drove, Miami Vice?
Well, it was which one? There was a Testarossa, which was a Ferrari, right. And then he drove a Daytona, which was the later car.
Right.
The white with the full white car was a Testarossa.
Okay. Is that on there?
No, it is not.
See, this doesn't make any sense.
That's what I agree with, but I mean, if you can imagine, they put cars on here like the 1973 El Camino from My Name Is Earl.
That is a cool car, though.
But I mean, is it all time?
I wouldn't say.
Is it
say
above Dracula?
No, it's not. But I would say it is pretty cool. This is John. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, how about the A-Team van?
Now
it's loaded up with weaponry and explosives.
Now I mentioned
how much
this.
Better does that get?
I mentioned this at the top. But is the A-Team van on there?
The A-Team van is not on there.
See, that's ridiculous. See,
that's a joke.
That's not like David's voice.
Somebody should die for that.
He's. Thank you. It's 503. I love the completely disproportionate rage that this audience has about things. By the way, we only have a few minutes here. We'd like to guess on this. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. That's what makes this audience so great, is they understand why you should be outraged over something. Here, the guy's final comment. Someone needs to die over this.
And I agree. I mean, the last car on the list, the only one that we haven't mentioned yet.
Is it that, okay, is it the, what is it called, a Coyote? That guy drove in Hardcastle and McCormick?
Oh, now, see, that car, the funny thing is, F. Matt is a huge fan of that car as well. And the Coyote was basically
the smallest car on Earth.
Well, he would
there's no way
on it.
I was going to say, there's no way. Not with all the canola oil on the planet. There's no way.
I mean, there's so many, you know, in TV cars, I mean, you can get into movie cars. But, yeah, Herbie the Love Bug not being on that list. I mean, it was... I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I remember watching the after show specials, the Disney Channel movies that they had that were on Channel 12 way back in the day.
All right, well, we'll run through these calls real quickly, and then we'll close out the list and so forth. Scotty, I'll just take these on screen. Hi, Rick Emerson shows this.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Hey, the two things. One is Car 54 on there.
Car 54, Dennis.
Again, no.
No.
See? I mean, classic.
No.
All right, sir. And then, Rick, you know, going back a little earlier, your logo for the retardation deal, it's not a real short bus, is it?
No, it's not. Maybe the audience should create their own. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the audience should create the logo for the Department of Mental it's so great that there's a real place called the Department of Retardation, Mental Retardation. Did you ask your sister about picking me up something?
No, she's at work. I wasn't able to.
Well, ask her.
I'll call her after.
All right.
The show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. This is Doug. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
What about a Starsky's car, the red one with the white stripe?
And with the little light that he could reach out the window and put on top.
76 Grand Torino, I believe.
Is that what that is?
And that is also not on the list.
Yeah, this list sucks.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, it's an outrage. That list is garbage. It's a birdcage line.
The people who made this list should be disemboweled. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Tom, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
What about the damn Batmobile?
Now, the Batmobile, that is on the list. We've already, because that's the thing, is these lists are always about 70% accurate, and then there's like three things on there just to F with you. So, no, that one is on there. Thank you, Tom. Let's see, where are we going here? Jack, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Okay, you already covered the Batmobile and the Monstermobile. What about the Monkeymobile and the Green Hornet car?
The Green Hornet car was pretty great.
The Green Hornet car was very cool. It was black. It was ominous. It was really square and kind of out of proportion as you know, as a car. And the Monkeymobile, that GTO, I don't know. Do you know what he's talking about, Rick? It was a GTO that they had cut the back off. It had this huge umbrella on it that looked like a banana seat. I wish someone would rebuild that car.
Is it on there?
It is, unfortunately, not on the list as well.
All right.
So we'll... bastards.
Every caller is more vituperative than the last. All right, thank you. So every caller is angrier than the preceding caller. Sons of bitches! Ron, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Yeah, what about the Ferrari from Magnum PI?
Dude, that totally has to be on this. And it says Masters 1 or Robin 1 or whatever on the license plate.
You know, you are right. And no, it is not on the list either.
Right.
This list is doggerel. I didn't make this list. There is only one. There is not enough time in the day for people to guess what is the last car on this list.
The people who made this list should have to watch as their loved ones are machine gunned to death right in front of them.
I agree from the neck up.
Let's do like two more, and then we'll be done with this. Miguel, hello, sir.
Yeah, how about Magnum's Ferrari?
No.
What?
Okay.
That is weak.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right. There you go. Miguel. All right. How about the Batmobile? Doug, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hi. How about Christine?
What?
How about Christine?
That's a movie and a book and not a TV show. But is your name Doug?
No, I'm Jenny.
Did you tell Scotty your name was Doug?
No.
Scotty's saying you sounded like Doug. All right. No,
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, but thank you. Thank you, Jenny.
Not Christine.
Yes. No, okay. And we're done. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Final call ever. We're never taking another call about this. Mike, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Okay. Yeah, I got to hit one with one of these. Rockford's Firebird and Magnum P.I.'s car.
What about the Batmobile? No, sir. No, sadly, neither of those on the list, but thank you for your guess, sir.
Crap.
Rockford's Firebird Esprit was not on the list.
Okay, but what about Magnum PI's
Ferrari? Let me hold on, as you would do. No.
All right.
No, let me check again.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back. Well, actually, we'll reveal what is in it. We'll take a break. Come back with Dennis Pitzenbarger. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Like us at 3. Don and Mike at 7. The Rick Emerson Radio Show continues next. Don't go anywhere. Casting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. Coming up tomorrow, Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, and I will get to this list of the blue hair FCC. Somebody sent this to us. We'll do that. Let's see. Rick, about this top 10 cars, is it the Canyon Arrow? Santa Canyon Arrow. Yeah! Well done. We're here with Dennis Pitzenbarger. All right, so wait. Okay, so you got a. I got, well, 5 of the 10. Is the top ten TV cars from cars.com.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, it's easy to give you the hint. I mean, out of the entire spectrum of television in today's market, there's two shows that are the best that are on television. One, withstanding, is The Sopranos.
Right.
And the other is on the same station, if you're lucky enough to ride the Aquaman coattail.
Entourage. But what are they even driving on? They have the Hummer.
It's the Maserati Quadriport. It's the four-door that they all palled around in originally.
Nobody knows that.
Well, that's the thing. That's what makes, I mean, as I'm
not iconic.
I'm going to idolize my what would be my idol to my right, which would be Tim Riley.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't. You got to read the. Oh, dude. What? You got to read the list.
You got to tell us the.
You might not tell us.
Them all. That was it. Sorry.
What did I just quick list
the
10 quick?
The Knight Rider, the Dukes of Hazzard Charger, the Scooby Doo Mystery Mobile, the futuristic Batman, and My Name Is Earl El Camino. Wrong. Speed Racer and the Quadriport car.
All right. Well, there you go. So the Entourage was the only one. But yeah, that's dumb.
That makes no sense when you're talking about things like, I mean, as if the 400 people called up to say Magnum PI's Ferrari.
Totally. Start a riot.
Well, I think people should. Let's start at the Ferrari.
Rick, anyway. Dennis is wrong. The white Testarossa was the second Miami Vice car, says whoever, some guy. Matt something or other.
I'm sorry.
Well, he's also wrong about something, though. He says Carr's voice is the same voice actor as Optimus Prime. That's wrong. Because the voice actor for, Carr. For Carr. Really? Is that true? Okay, not for Kit, because Kit was voiced by William Daniels. Why do I know this? Kit was voiced by William, entering Mr. Skin mode again. Kit was voiced by William Daniels, who was Dr. Mark Craig on St. Elsewhere, and who was also, what's his name, on Boy Meets World. The old guy in Boy Meets World.
Oh, Mr. Feeney?
Yeah, with the Hitler mustache. On Boy Meets World. Maybe Carr's voice was the guy who played Optimus. Well, he's dead, so it doesn't matter. let's see. Rick, I've had the radio off for a while, but in case it wasn't already brought up, the large majority of methamphetamine comes from Mexico. Banning over-the-counter substances has minor impact on the home and mobile labs, which is a tiny dent in the overall problem. Why bother? Bring back my cold medicine. Meth can't come from Mexico. I mean, I guess it could, but that doesn't make any sense, because isn't the whole advantage of meth, so to speak, that you can make it at home? That you can just make it at home with stuff you've got around the house? Isn't that the thing?
I'm not up on my drug-making stuff.
Oh, don't lie. Why do you have to lie?
Do you know how to make meth?
I don't know how to make meth, no.
Well, then why do you assume that everybody else knows how to?
I'm not saying... Because...
My teeth aren't falling out.
I'm not saying that I know how to make meth, but it is... Isn't it generally accepted that meth is fairly easy to... Look, have you seen the idiots that make meth?
That's a good point.
Have you seen the goddamned morons, speaking of National Retarded Month, have you seen the idiots that run meth labs? Now, you always hear about them blowing up or whatever, but I mean... But it doesn't seem like the actual drug is that hard to make. I've seen guys arrested for selling meth. They're stupid. And yet, that I think, as I understand it, as a layman... as I understand it, that does seem to be what makes meth different than other drugs. In other words, if I'm hooked on cocaine, The difference is, I can't just go home and make cocaine. Like, I got to go find a guy who sells it to me. If I'm hooked on heroin, I got to go find a guy who imports it and sells it to me. What makes meth different, as I understand it, is if I'm hooked on meth, you can just go home, and with a little bit of work, you can make it yourself, which is what makes it such a dangerous drug, because it's the only drug that you can go home and sort of feed your own addiction. That's what I understand it. So I think I think he's making stuff up there.
Well, I would venture to say that, you know, the people that make meth are not really what you call heavy in the deep brain pan area, more like a brain saucer.
Yeah, they're not really bright. Scotty's saying that's why meth users steal so much. STEEL.
I have to say, though, there won't be any... I have to say with complete joy that the meth heads that used to live down the street from me, remember I told you about how it was my nice little neighborhood filled with little old ladies and families? They got booted out of their house. Thank God.
Well, that'll be in my neighborhood. let's see. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Well, hello, Rick.
What's up?
Best show ever.
Thank you.
Hey, just a little thing about that Ferrari... First of all, the first car I believe was a Ferrari Daytona.
The first car you drove was a Ferrari Daytona?
No. The first car on Miami Vice.
Oh, the first car on Miami Vice was a Ferrari Daytona. All right, he was going to be angry at you.
I can see that I was wrong. I'm sorry. Right.
Okay.
But I've learned not to mess with the Rick Emerson audience.
They know all.
We revere Rick as the god of all trivia, pop culture trivia.
Thank you.
But just interesting thing, I tuned in at when you're talking about this. The Ferrari 308 from Magnum. I used to be able to drive that. I worked for Belisarius Productions in Hawaii back in the 80s.
You worked for Belisarius, was the company that made Magnum PI, also Airwolf.
Simon.
So it says here on the screen you used to drive Magnum's Ferrari. You don't mean one like it. You mean you got to drive that car?
The car, yeah. I was on the transportation team. Yeah.
That's so cool. You got to drive the Magnum Ferrari. Is there a picture of you, like, posed against it as Magnum P.I.?
Not as Magnum P.I., but I do have a couple of pictures with me and Tom. So, like, yeah.
Excellent. Fantastic. Cool. Thank you, man. Yes.
Sure thing. Did the Clampett's pickup truck make it?
The Clampett's pickup, no, sadly. The Clampett's pickup, and my mother, the car, isn't on there either. All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Steve. We'll get this Optimus Prime call in a second. What's coming up on the Fuel Show this weekend?
Actually, if you're a Mazda fan, we're going to have on Jim Dugan. If that name doesn't sound familiar, I don't doubt it. But he is the Mazda performance guy that's going to be calling us and talking to us about how they're involved with Champ Car in the feeder series and also the Miata Cup, which is kind of their staple entry-level racing form. It should be a good thing. And we're obviously going to be talking about new cars. I'm going to be talking about the new Ford Fusion all-wheel drive as well as the little Civic Si four-door.
The Miata Cup.
The Miata Cup is actually
What do you win?
a smaller car.
Do you win a rainbow flag?
You're talking about...
I'm just saying. Come on.
No.
I'm just saying, I used to live in a place in San Diego. Laura and I lived in a community called Hillcrest. Lots of disposable income, no kids. And a lot of guys who looked like they worked out a lot and had perfect teeth and perfect hair. And you didn't do that punch somebody when you saw a Volkswagen. It was punch somebody when you saw a Miata, because they were everywhere.
A lot of sweaters tied around the neck.
Yes.
I'll just leave it at that. Very popular race series, by the way. But yes, I think the grand prize is a powder blue Volkswagen convertible.
Fantastic. with the flower vase. Joe, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick. Voice actor for Optimus Prime, Peter Cullen.
Yeah.
Not dead. So not dead that he is doing the voice for Optimus Prime in the new movie.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, who was it that I thought was dead? I thought there was one of the Transformer voice actors that was dead.
Scatman Carruthers, who was the voice of Jazz, is dead. Chris Latta, who was the voice of Starscream, also dead.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of. Really?
Yeah.
Starscream was the best of all the Transformers, too.
Absolutely. Backstabber to the core.
Oh, that sucks. All right, well, at least the Optimus Prime guy is still alive.
And it's awesome, too. In fact, you can hear voice clips from the new movie on Transformers.com and TransformersMovie.com. They've got him saying some lines. Pretty cool.
Fantastic.
It's chills. It's cool.
I love this audience. All right, thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right, there you go. And he knew who played Scatman Crothers with Jazz, which is the radio Transformer guy, and he knew who played Starscream. Fantastic. Best audience ever.
I can't wait for the Transformers movie.
It's going to suck, dude. You know?
How can you possibly say that? As a kid in the 80s,
I know,
like that.
I know. I'm not trying to knock Joe or Transformers or anybody.
How dare you,
I love the Transformers. Look, I love the Transformers. Not the same as the movie's going to suck. It just is. I don't want it to. It just is.
You're,
also, he was the voice of Venger in the D&D cartoon, apparently, says Aaron. We'll talk about it next time.
I hope Aaron comes and beheads you.
Aaron knows it's true, too. Fatboy knows it's true.
Aaron will at least lie to me.
The geeks all know that the Transformer movie is going to suck. They don't want it to, but they know it will.
Well, I figured I'll go back to the, and watch the movies a la 80s, and maybe I'll start smoking weed again.
Okay. He's a CBS employee, kids. He's Dennis Pitzenbacher.
That would be, again,
the Fuel Show, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We want to thank Lisa Goddard, Jim Roop, Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the loving talents of Sarah Stone for AM 970 Solid State Radio. The news from Tim Riley, our PA is Scotty J. Dave's in the gatekeeper. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Like us next. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Forever, Sunset.